This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But right now, we have Jerry Zagoda, Minnesota Timberwolves beat writer for the Star Tribune, on Twitter at Jerry Zagoda. Jerry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. What is the overall view of this team when they come to town or when you play them? How are they viewed? Is it very similar to what you saw in Miami with the Heat?
You mean with the Warriors?
Yeah. I just mean, yeah. Is this team coming in, or, you know, whether you play them at home or on the road, is it similar to what the vibe that you got when LeBron and Kevin, everybody else, LeBron James, yeah, and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, is it a similar vibe to that?
It's hard to tell until they show up at Target Center for the first time. That's kind of the time you really can kind of weigh and gauge that when the Minnesota crowd, you know, last year they were, the Warriors were in, I don't remember when it was, I think it was early December, when they were, I think, still on their undefeated streak, and people showed up, you know, filled the arena, which they don't even do on a normal night. They did it, you know, 90 minutes before the game just to watch Steph's shooting warm-up. So you could tell, you know, there was a real buzz for that. And I assume when they come to Minneapolis in a couple of weeks, it will be the same like that. I think it's probably a little bit different. At least right now, I have a little different feel for it, just because we've been through it before. Now, you know, we had the Celtics in 07, 08 with their big three put together, and then the Heat, and, you know, now it's kind of become a little passe a little bit. I mean, everybody knows how good the Warriors are and are going to be, but I don't think it quite has that same kind of, at least my take is, it doesn't quite have that same kind of electricity that it did the first couple times around, both Miami and Boston. But we'll see. I'm sure it'll be a different atmosphere when they come into Target Center, because you don't usually feel a lot of electricity in that building. And when the Warriors came in last year, you did, and I'm sure you will again here in a couple weeks.
Jerry, a lot of experts, so-called experts, predicted the Timberwolves would be the surprise team in the West, and they haven't gotten off to the best start as of yet. Do you feel like they're maybe a year or two off from becoming a viable threat in the Western Conference, or can that manifest this season?
Well, it's hard to win in this league when you're starting up until a couple of weeks ago when Ricky Rubio came back. They were starting four guys who were 22 years old and younger, and no matter how talented those guys are, it's hard when you're going up against guys who are grown men. You know, when you put them out there and they go to Sacramento and they play DeMarcus Cousins, who's 27 and 28, and, you know, fully grown, and punches them in the mouth and just, you know, kicks the hell out of them. And, you know, they kind of have that every night. They're certainly gifted, but this team needs to do, you know, probably a little bit what Utah did last year. They're a year or two in the progression behind the Jazz. You know, the Jazz went out and got, you know, George Hill and Boris Diaw, and, you know, two or three veterans who actually make a difference. You know, they went out, the Wolves didn't sign Cole Aldridge and Brandon Rush, who Warriors fans know well, and Jordan Hill, but those aren't they were good signings in terms of, you know, they didn't commit a lot of money. They were good and frugal, but you know, they need to get spend some money on, you know, a guy who's fully grown, maybe a big rugged rebounder, and put a couple veterans next to these guys. This year, I think basically Tom Thibodeau and Scott Layden, their GM, they didn't make very many moves. They haven't traded anybody. They didn't make any big free agent signings, even though they were in the mix a little bit on Paul Gasol, who was never going to come to Minnesota. And then they were in on Luol Deng, who got too rich for him and the Lakers signed. But, you know, I think they're just taking this season to evaluate. And, you know, I think the season will kind of tell them what they need to do next.
Jerry Zagoda, Minnesota Timberwolves beat writer for the Star Tribune, good enough to join us, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, when it comes to whose team this is between Andrew Wiggins and Carl Anthony Towns, is there a back and forth between that? Like, how does the media see whose team this is?
I think it's pretty much assumed that it is Towns' team. I mean, Wiggins was a savior for a year, and then Towns came along, and he's the guy who is going to kind of revolutionize his position and could be a transformational kind of player. Wiggins can be really good too, but both in terms of just their uniqueness and maybe a little bit their temperament and personality, I think Towns is the guy who is, you know, seen as the guy here, and Wiggins is going to sort of be the 1A to him. Although when the season started, you know, people asked me who I thought was going to benefit most from Tom Thibodeau being here, and my pick was Wiggins just because of what he's done for guys like Jimmy Butler in Chicago. I think he was going to be able to, you know, take a guy who has got great talent, everybody sees it, and hasn't always been able to find it every night. And I think given time, I think, you know, you've seen it in stretches here. He had a stretch where he went 6-7 games and was just ridiculously good, and then teams really loaded up and doubled and triple team him, and he went through a real bad stretch for three games that he broke out of last night in Phoenix a bit. But I think in time, you know, he's going to be pretty damn good. And you forget all these guys he's 21, and Towns just turned 21 himself, so you forget kind of how young they are.
Jerry, I often compare young Andrew Wiggins that you speak of to a young Kobe Bryant. He just reminds me of Kobe when he was young. He's raised his average from 20.7 to 24 points a game this year, and he's also averaging 8 free throw attempts. Safe to say that this guy is a franchise player, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's going to be. He's a guy who can be, you know, among the scoring leaders for the next decade. I don't think he's quite. The question about him is he doesn't have Kobe's fire. You know, that was what differentiated Kobe. And you know, with this guy, you're not really sure that was a knock against him at Kansas, and sort of has been thing people have been questioning about him. You know, his first 3 years here in the league now, of just, does he want to be great? And Thibodeau says, you know, just because he doesn't burn hot doesn't mean that he doesn't burn. He thinks he's competitive. And you know, he kind of quietly last year, I think, increased his scoring average almost 4 points from his first year to his second year, which is pretty hard to do in this league.
We know you got to go. What is your biggest surprise that you would say? I mean, outside of, you know, Warriors, Cavs in the finals, which I think everybody would say is going to happen, what is the surprise that you could see happening here?
With the Wolves or in the league?
Just the league.
Well, I'd like to see a surprise that, you know, something happens that we don't. I guess, you know, maybe everybody's waiting for it, but I would kind of like to see a little upset in the playoffs and you get something different. I mean, it's fans in all these markets, it's a little bit of a letdown when you start to roll the balls out in October and everyone can kind of see how this thing's going to end up in June, you know, with the two teams that are going to be anointed. It kind of takes a little bit of the drama out of the season. So I'd like to see somebody upset someone along the way, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Jerry Zagoda, Minnesota Timberwolves beat writer for the Star Tribune on Twitter, at Jerry Zagoda. Thank you for the time, Jerry.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Can I ask a question before I go?
Absolutely.
How do you get to be a guru?
Well, Jerry, we had I was a young kid, and I would call into a radio station here in the Bay Area hosted by a guy named Pete Franklin. And when I called in, I was very adamant about my opinion. And he responded, what do you think you are, some type of guru? And he was out of Cleveland, came to the Bay Area. And ever since there, the name just stuck.
Was Pete Franklin the same guy who had a regular caller called the Canoga Park Freak?
Yeah, that is the same Pete Franklin. Small world, that. Jerry, small world.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, have a good call.
Thank you.
All right. See ya.
Wow, Pete Franklin.
We learned from that there is no guru.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.